Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to yet another episode where it's just me and my boo of the Joy Rate Podcast.
And that's how
are you guys
do.
Doing? And that's how we.
Mm-hmm, that's how we do.
Yep. I hope you guys are doing well. Thank you so much for all the pre-orders that are coming in. We are so, so grateful to everyone who wants to join in the fun of the Joyride game. You can still be a part of the fun. Yeah, so the pre-order link is in the description box. I don't know if we've reached a quota of how many deliveries we'll be able to make, but in case we haven't, we're choosing a select few from the first 100 orders. Mm-hmm. And Ben and I and the squad, the Joyride squad, will be able to deliver those personally, mm-hmm. the Joyride game personally to you. So we're so, so excited. How are you doing, Ben Psycho?
I'm doing great. I know this is one of our, not the last one, but it's...
But among the last.
Yeah, we are amongst the last of the year 2023. We'll mm-hmm. be back in 2024. But I'm so excited. It's been an amazing season, an amazing year altogether. Yeah. And thank you so much, guys, for the love and just walking this journey with us. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
I need to read some of the feedback that we had on my last show on the Den that I had Frankie and Kimanzi.
Congratulations. You've been doing so well on the Den.
Thank you. You too, with
thank
the ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great content. So Nana is saying, great content. I'm a silent follower. Kindly let me recommend a topic on friendship in all aspects. You invite Mukuru Genzi, Phil, Butita, and Jugush. We see progressive friendship in different stages of life. Definitely. Nice. Those are my people. I can hit them up. We have Ben has a great sense of humor, and I like how Frankie is calm and collected. Thank you very much. That's who? Consolata Juma. Consolata Juma Makofi Kwako. We have Faith who's saying, Frankie is actually very chill and likable. I would date him. So that's what we do at the Den. You know, we auction men and we auction everyone. We have, who else? We have Celestine Carrier who's saying, Ben, you see the way you joked about the Joyride setting up a content creation school?
Mm-hmm.
That is a sure way to advance your legacy. This name Joyride is a special one. May the joke come true.
Amen.
Celestine, thank you so much. Okay, so kuna huyu, alinisomea kiasi, alisema Jay, Elsema, Ben, you're always interjecting your hosts before they finish some of their stories. This could make the stories longer and more interesting and an opportunity to ask other questions which are not from the jar. Good episode, Joe. Good episode and thought-provoking. Sorry, Jay, I'll try my best not to interject my guest.
Hey!
I'll let you finish the rest. Somebody here is saying...
Another one. Another comment?
I, Kimanzi, with that drip story, his own stories are jabba.
Mm.
Yeah, so thank you so much for all these comments that you guys have coming through. Appreciate it. Asanteni sana.
Yeah, thank you for rocking with us. I thought you were reading another one. Thank you so much for rocking with us
you
all through.
You know, a bit crazy because someone has said, easy episodes, zumpi azibambi.
Oh, Liona, but pia kuna...
Easy segments are dead.
Nothing. It's divided because there's some people who enjoy the...
A lot of... I'd say 96%.
Yeah. So to each their own. For the Joyride episodes, we are here. For the ones who enjoy the Nook, it's there. For the ones who enjoy the Den.
Yeah, everyone
Joyride
has
stories.
Everything. Yeah.
There's something for everyone here.
Joyride stories really catching up fire.
Yeah, I really enjoy them. Stuff. Thank you so much for your submissions. I think there will be a link in the description box. So if you have a story, a confession, come here. It will be completely anonymous. Not come here, but on the link in the description box. Yeah.
Do you like my shirt?
You look very drippy.
This is from Nowhere. Fresh stuff, limited edition.
Oh, really, really nice.
Yeah, it's all green, monochrome. You're also into monochrome. You're also monochroming today.
Yes. I want us to get into the conversation for today.
Mm-hmm.
As we get up to wrapping up the year, I think we want to reflect and all those things, even as we enter into the holiday season, talk about the holidays, the year that is winding down, and just have a good time. So are you ready?
Am I? Let me tell you. So first question is, based on your experience, what would your advice be for those who are about to go into 2 week to 3 months holiday relationships? Good things don't last forever.
What does 2 week to 3 month mean?
If you have ever been like you know, like during the holiday season, where you get into a relationship for somebody for like a month, and then after that holiday season, you go back to wherever, maybe work, school, and then that relationship just fizzles out. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, you're asking very long committers that question.
A very
long committers, like we are both into long-term relationships, right?
we actually know.
So I don't know how to answer it because I don't know. Short term flings are not my thing. I'm always advocating for everyone, especially if you're.
Maybe let me take it back to like when you're in high school, when you used to go for holidays. You never used to have like boyfriends just for this holiday, and then after that, mess up.
When kama ngoza Christmas, like ukorango tu ya holiday.
Ujai kwa scenario. So maybe, okay, for example, like if we'd go, for example, I remember when you'd go for camps with St. John. And then we...
Ukona fling for that camp, alafu ikienda ina fizzle out.
Yeah, because you'll never meet, maybe...
But you were like 18, 16.
No, I was like 16, 17 there. Yeah.
So like in context of like when you're older, like 30 and...
Oof. I think when I'm older now, my heart is a bit too... Like it's too invested.
Yeah.
1 month, 3 months, that might hurt it.
Yeah. Crush it. I'm like, when you were younger, maybe it makes sense. When you're young, you're maybe in college or... Fresh out of high school, maybe. But, after, like, in our old age, in our age right now, it just, I don't know, it feels...
So, no, but what would your advice be to say to anyone who's in that state? Or you don't because you can't relate?
Yeah. I don't know what to say because I'm a long committed person. So, I don't know what to tell you don't.
There's a song that goes like, good things don't last forever, baby.
But this is a good thing, it's lasting forever.
You will always be my friend. Do you know that song?
No, bye.
This guy just had like 2 songs. It's called Rich Boy. Yakumukainzi is a crank.
Oh.
He only had 2 good songs.
But you see, you listened to that when you were like a teen.
Yeah. That was a high school song.
So now, like when we're older...
And Carrie Hilson. I don't know.
What would be your advice?
Just that. Enjoy the moment, you know. Mm. 3 months. If 3 months is what it was meant to last, how long it was meant to last, let it last.
2 weeks. 3 months.
Hey, 2 weeks, Bana. 2 weeks, Bana.
Maybe December. Four weeks.
Yeah, because the other question would be, have you ever been in a holiday fling relationship? And what would make them feel so real than make them equally inconsequential so quickly?
I don't know, you speak about it because I haven't had such. You in your teen years.
Yeah, but Connie, what were you doing in high school, Wanjiru? I'm just trying to understand you. You know, no wonder you got a straight A's, but...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do in high school.
Like you, there were no camps, nothing, music fest. You meet this cute chick, you vibe, and then, you know, probably that's the last time you'll ever talk to her.
I think because then they would make whatever that was, like at a kamaniku vibe or just flirting, very inconsequential because my focus was really somewhere else. Like my focus was on my grades.
Oh, man.
I'm really that
girl.
You
know, I remember music festival, Mombasa. Went to Upper Hill School and then there was this chick from We Girls. Really vibed very well. Even remember her name.
No.
Do you want to shoot? No, you actually don't know her, one. Then I remember when we were coming back, I had not taken her number. And then...
Her number or her mom's number?
We had phones or Facebook handle.
Okay.
You know? And then the bus stopped at, I think, Mtitonde somewhere. So their bus was still behind us. Mm. Our bus was still at the front. And then, so like, I was really tempted to get out. Niende niyaze kumtafta one by one.
Kwa yo basi.
And I never got a chance to talk to her. And then later on Facebook, all I had was like an image of how she looks like. But I don't have a handle.
That's even
I went
hard
through
to find.
So many friends to find her.
Did you find her?
No. Yeah, so just subscribe. At this point, I'm married, fam.
Wins and losses as a couple.
Start.
We opened up a studio, guys. We have a whole... I think we had planned for it earlier this year. Mm-hmm. I think it was in our 2022 plan, if I'm getting it right, in January.
Yeah.
But the math did not math in January. So yeah, we had to wait. And so we got the studio in September.
In September, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're the one who was really pushing for it. You know, you kept on saying, Jared, we need an office. For what? You know, yeah, we're on IG. DM us. But you kept on insisting that we needed a space of our own, and we got a studio. Mm-hmm. Another win is that we started touring the country. We're not yes, just doing campus tours in Nairobi. We started with our first one in Kabarak. We've done Egerton, we've done Embu, we've done Moi University in Eldoret. And in Moi University, we flew the team.
Mm.
That's a big deal, you know?
That's a big deal.
And in other universities, we flew them on ground. Because they were... Did you see Justin? Monday was chilling. Yeah. You know? Just come with his breakfast
eating and chilling.
Breakfast and vibes, you know?
Best employers.
Mm. And so that has been a great move for the team. We also did Thika as well. Thika, I think, MKU Thika.
But is Thika considered outside Nairobi?
It is outside Nairobi.
Okay.
It's outside. Ukishapita tu kahawa ndani. Yo, ni wewe tu Mwale.
Another win. I think we've had the most supportive brand partners this year as well. Dairyland, my God.
Yep,
those
shout
guys
out.
Have held our hands through and through, believed in us from campus store number two, really.
Yeah, Dairyland is personal. Like, yeah, they're genuine good friends. And also other partners like Yellow Card
as well, believed in us.
United Nations, ALX. ALX was also a huge believer.
Yeah. ALX was the first people to sponsor a campus tour. Even when we didn't have any idea what it was going to look like, those guys said, okay.
They were going to believe in us. That was huge.
And they paid us exactly what we quoted, even when we didn't believe
in
ourselves.
And I remember when we made that quote, eh?
Yeah.
That was interesting.
So there was
the first XOXO. The first... XOXO. When the year started, we headlined an event by Nation Media Group.
Yes.
And I was shaking. I was like, what are we going to tell people? People are used to concerts.
Yeah.
And people loved it, I'm assuming, since they didn't throw us out. And, you know.
And Nation Media Group were happy. So.
Nation Media Group was happy. That was a good one. Yeah. And I feel like we've not done justice. We've not given the studio justice. Because this studio, first of all, was a process. We got a couple of things wrong at first because we're trying to be perfect on proofing and all that stuff. We really had to start from scratch with this whole space. Mm. And creating the studio enabled us to create... two new shows, which is The Den and The Nook.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also such a big thing. Now we've introduced the Jared stories. And also having a space where now you can lease out to other creators as well. And even organizations, because
we got our first client.
Yeah, we've got our first very nice client.
Perfect client.
And that was also a big deal, you know. Yeah. Big shout out to them. We don't want to mention them. But that was also a huge step forward because we started this in our house.
In our living room.
This couch, the white like one. Living not this room. One, but
yeah,
like this.
Same, we started. And then to see how Joyride has just morphed to not just a podcast. We call it a network, really. Mm. We have four shows under it.
Yep.
Yeah, we have four shows under it. We have the studio. We've been able to tour all this touring that we have been doing, headline an event. Like to see that small baby, and in just what, a year?
Mm-hmm.
2 years, short of 2 years.
Yeah.
It's just been incredible to see.
Events, and you know, now we also, our team has grown bigger.
Yeah.
We have more members who also work for the team.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a huge, huge win for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
UN, I think it was the first time, we got the email from UN, we were just shocked.
Yep.
That, you know, UN women, a UN arm wants to work with us. And just to see that relationship, how it panned out, it was really just, we can see God's hand in everything that the Joyride has been able to do this year. We can see God's hand.
Mm.
Yeah.
The dream has really grown. Now I can't wait to see next year what that looks like.
Yeah, the shows, to see them more. If we want to expand the shows, bring more people on board, expand Barack's department so that all the content, at least he has a team of people also working in the content space. Mm. It's just going to be beautiful to see next year.
Amazing.
The touring that we want to do, the events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Ben. Oh, you know another win? Mm. I don't know if this will have gone up on some personal news. We turned two in our marriage.
That's a big deal, man.
Yeah, we turned two.
That's congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Really happy anniversary to you too. I hope you will be more romantic and enthusiastic when it's just us two.
You're not giving me flowers. Okay, so now you're
very,
the one who's turned
around. You're very sweet. But happy anniversary. It's been a beautiful 2 years with you. And
awesome.
I can't wait to see us do more.
Now, with every year, we always do a live experience at the end of every season. So the last season in July, after we finished that season, we did the live experience in Kabarak. Huge turnout. 1,000+. That was massive. This time around, we are not doing a live experience. Why?
I think if you see all the things that it was just, I think we over... Do we call underestimated the weight of all the things we were doing, especially in season 4?
Yep.
Starting a studio, if you notice, we're doing probably 2 Shows. Weekly uploads.
Mm.
You have the Nook, you're shooting for the Nook, the Den, Jared Podcast, Jared Stories. You're still doing your content series on Instagram. You're still trying to figure out a studio and how
touring.
To run it.
I'm still dropping music.
You're still dropping music. Tosheka is out, please. Mm-hmm. Can we leave it in the.
Yeah, Tosheka. I have a new song called Tosheka.
I really enjoy that song. Touring we've done out of Nairobi tours this season. So we just felt, I think we underestimated how huge our ambition was this season.
Mm.
And also on some more personal news, I don't know if you want to share it.
No, I think you should.
Okay. I think you should.
You sure? So, on a personal level, we got a baby. We're so excited about it. But after 2 months, we lost the baby. Yeah. That was a huge, huge, huge dent to us, to our marriage. But, you know, God's grace is sufficient. But that has been a tough season, because this happened like two months ago.
Around just after we uploaded the episode with Weeks.
Yes, that's when that was around about the time we found out that you were pregnant, you know.
We were pregnant.
We were pregnant.
Yeah.
But after, like, we tried, I was very OCD during that season, you know, just trying to check everything. But I guess it just didn't turn out the way we wanted it to be. And we lost the baby at 8 weeks. So that was also a huge dent to us, you know. But we were still committed to continuing with the shows. You have to show up and deliver. We have to tour, because we had already made the commitments. But that was so heavy on us. I don't think we had any energy left to do like a live experience or something like that. So this season, I know, has been very heavy, especially for you.
Yeah.
This season has been so heavy for you. And I've just been praying for grace and trying to support you
Thank
the best
you.
Way possible. I think you've really shocked me this season, how strong you are, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've also shocked me, I think. I knew you loved me, but I think this season, this personal season, I've seen like you really, really love me. So
I do, man.
Yeah.
I do, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
No, you don't need to be sorry. You don't need
to be sorry. Okay, you don't
be sorry. No, I need to be sorry for you, you know. But God restores, and we know.
And at his right time, we're going to have a little joyride.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that's what has... If you feel like maybe some of the shows didn't have the right energy, or maybe you felt like the energy on this season was not like the same as the other season. We had a huge personal blow in our lives, and we still had to show up and do these episodes. So that's where we are at right now. So yeah, pray for us, guys. We really need that grace. But God has been faithful. We want to thank our families, our friends. The support system has just been incredible.
Yeah.
Especially for my wife.
I felt loved and cared for by my family and my closest friends. Yeah. Mm.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry too.
Do you want to continue?
Yeah.
We'll give you a break?
No. If they come, they come. Yeah. All right. What do you think has been the toughest part about your partner's year? I think losing our baby.
Yeah. That was tough. The toughest part I remember when the sonographer told you that the pregnancy is not viable, you know? He was so rude. He was just there going for a random checkup because there was nothing wrong, actually. That was a low season.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
I think when we're ready, we're going to get into the details. I think the details still rile me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think has been the best part about your partner's year? Finding out.
Yeah, I was happy, man.
Yeah.
I was ready to be a dad.
Yeah.
So that was my happiest moment. What about you?
Finding out. Yeah. Okay, you next.
Do you think your relationship has grown better this year?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I feel we've gone through one of the toughest seasons of our lives. And if anything, like, I have felt your love more than ever. I remember when we found out that there was no heartbeat, like, immediately you just hugged me. Like, and you were just taking care of me the whole time.
Yeah.
And all those other people who came. Mm-hmm. But you specifically. Yeah. And that's why, like, I think it was in the love letter by SNS. I was saying, like, in every moment in my life, I recollect you being present, and you're a very active participant.
Yeah.
Do you think we've grown?
Oh, definitely. This is on. I think for this is when we took care of each other, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, the care had to be more for you, so that also bonded us together. You know, I feel like, you know, when you go through a heavy blow with you and your person, and you guys only, well, you just don't have each other. You have the family, you have the support system, but at this point, you really need to be strong for each other.
For each other, yeah.
That really cemented the relationship.
I remember my biggest worry was you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I don't think you processed. You threw yourself into taking care of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even in therapy, it came up that for you, you hadn't processed it.
Yeah. I guess I take time to process such things. What do you think has gotten worse about your relationship this year?
We're not spending enough time.
You know, it's how you can snap from this side to this side.
It's still the joy, right? You have to find the joy in the ride.
Yeah. What do you think has got worse about your relationship this year? What do you think is terrible? Thanks for asking.
I think we are not at a place where we are. Of course, they're the... And that's why in the episode with Kina Kags, it felt very gloomy, especially from my part, because that weekend I was going through the medical process of expelling the baby. But I think now God is slowly healing us. Therapy has been helping us also. So we are finding...
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's also just reconciling the plans that I had, you know, mm-hmm. like I was already I think I was already too deep into fatherhood. Just to say,
guys, like, don't make me laugh.
Like I always, I'm such an extremist, you know.
You are shopping,
like,
for schools.
I'm really an extremist, you know. Like, but then I did. I was actually looking around for the schools.
Yeah.
I remember that day asking somebody. I was asking somebody at the hospital. So
Sophie.
Yeah. V, actually, Viola.
Oh, V. Mm.
So
Viola.
Viola. What am I saying?
Viola.
Viola. Oh, my God. And I remember asking her, so when the baby comes, when I'm in the sun, do I hold them like this or do I hold them upside down? And I was really deep into it.
Yeah.
And so, you see, my TikTok sometimes still has that algorithm for kids, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know.
Mine too, but mine has...
Hits you hard, but...
Mine has more stories around miscarriages.
Oh, sorry, man.
It's okay.
Yeah, so that has been the
terrible thanks for us.
Terrible thanks for us.
Okay. We got it out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think has a better holiday spirit?
Oh, me, definitely, by far.
You?
Fam, you get to, like, right now we're going
really
to...
We already have pajamas.
We go to coast. Who has the best...
Who has a better holiday spirit?
You still, I feel like you still, okay. I feel like I like when you get down to the coast, you will just chill by the pool.
That's who enjoys holidays more.
Not even inside the pool, not just by the pool.
Me, I've gone to sleep
the whole time.
To,
you know?
Eat and to sleep.
You want to ask where the activities, man? I'm already bored.
No, that's not, like, the holiday spirit is the... You know, it's festive season, Christmas.
Oh,
are
yeah,
you feeling
that's
it?
You.
Like,
that's
are
you.
We shopping?
That's
are we, you know?
You bought pajamas.
Yeah, we have.
Are you
matching.
Buying the Christmas tree?
I doubt it.
You're not? I'm going to practice vocals, but I couldn't buy your stuff.
Christmas carols.
Mary, no. Did you know? This is verse one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely you.
Okay.
Like, not me. I just want to do stuff and take a break. This is a big one. Well, not really. Number 10, do you think that being alone and being lonely are the same thing?
No.
What's the difference?
I think you can be alone, but you're not lonely. Like, you're comfortable in your space. Like, you, sometimes, like, when I leave you alone in the house, you're being alone. But are you lonely?
Ujitawalambaye. No volume max. Can play PS volume max.
You're having the time of your life.
Oh, my God.
But you're not lonely. But I feel like you could be
lonely.
Surrounded by people and you still
and lonely,
feel
yeah.
lonely.
I feel that the biggest point here is the connection.
Mm.
Because if you're surrounded by people but you feel like they're not connecting with you, you can be lonely.
Mm.
But if you're alone and you can connect with yourself, you can avoid being lonely.
Mm.
That's book material. So what is it about the holiday season that makes being alone or lonely so profound?
I think for me, it's maybe seeing people with their loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
So the holiday season, I don't feel like, I don't want to feel alone or lonely in that sense, because everyone is just hanging out with their families. One end of Shago, one end of holiday. I mean, they're just doing get-togethers. It's just some, or friends are hanging out, that kind of thing.
I feel like the festive season is where now everybody goes back to their family.
Yeah.
Everybody. The most gangster, the most sherehe person. At one point, times here to a call, Kinangop or something, like, everybody goes back to their families, and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Also harsh for people who feel like they don't have that.
Yeah.
You know? Chica.
Thank you. All right. Why do you think you're a champion this year in 2023? I feel like I'm a champion because despite what I was going through, I somehow mastered the strength to show up. It wasn't easy.
Mm.
But I feel like I've gone through one of the most traumatic experiences of my life. But somehow God gave me the strength to show up. Mm. Even when I didn't feel like it, even when I was not... at my 100, because there's some episodes we did record and I was really not here.
Yep.
I was not here at all. But somehow, some way, we kept on moving. Yeah. Why do you feel like you're a champion this year?
The fact that I've finished all these episodes.
There was no way we thought we were going to...
I've limped to the finish line. I'll be
Man,
honest. You know, I've really
it's
limped
been tough,
to
guys.
The finish line. Because at that point, I was like, oh, man, now what happens?
Kwanzaa, when we received the news, It was
man, we were so confused, man. But God really does give grace to people. You know, the Bible says that God is closer to the brokenhearted. It means that the people who are brokenhearted, God gives them extra grace that is not with other people.
Mm.
And this season, I experienced it on a thousand level, you know. Being able to do things. I remember even on that Sunday, we still went to church.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
So that is just nothing but God's grace and favor. So that's why I feel like I'm a champion. But I feel like you are the bigger champion, genuinely. And I'm not saying this to gas you. You really did a good one.
You know, the medical process of it, and I don't know, maybe we'll talk about it on the Nook, is very difficult.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult on the body. Especially if you don't go for the DNF and you choose to do it at home.
Yeah. I don't know
if it's called DNF or something. Or maybe it's not that.
Mm.
DNC. If you don't go for the DNC and you choose to go for the medication route, which is what our doctor recommended.
Yeah.
It's a very traumatizing process. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Yeah. Waking up at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
The bleeding.
So you being here and smiling, that's even a testimony for me.
That's good. There's another one.
Testimony for me. Oh, sorry.
You think would have to have happened for you to feel like a failure at this time next year?
Pardon? What?
Do you think would have to have happened for you to feel like a failure at this time next year? Like, what can happen between now and next year, same time, that will make you feel like a failed? Sindio, Barak. Mm.
If we just don't progress
as
a team, as a group,
that
would make me feel bad.
Mm.
So I think progress and growth, if like now by next year we'll have achieved some of those things we said we will, and they're pretty big, that for me will feel like, okay, that's solid.
Now that's
I don't
progress.
Want to stagnate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about me too, you? I think the same thing. Like, to go up to the same, there's no evident growth.
Yeah.
That would really make me feel like, okay, tumekuwa mapali.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get some water. It's been very
deep.
The tears are choking me.
Yeah. This episode is pretty deep, but
I'm going to go cry at home.
We got to do it. This would be your third holiday season as a married couple. Do you have any holiday tradition that are starting to cement themselves?
Go.
Oh.
First of all, clocking out of work at what, on what date?
Maybe by the second week of December.
Is second week achievable, Barak, with a game? I doubt it.
Okay. Then I guess it's the third week.
You know, limping to the finish line. By the way,
let me tell you, people who work at the Jared, people here are hardworking. Like, this team works.
What time is it now?
This is like 7:30 and we started shooting at around 2.
Is it 7:30?
Yeah. What? You want to leave?
Yeah.
It's 7:30. And people here work hard. Like, even Justin, the one who we like making fun of. You know, this thing is always editing.
Two videos a week.
Let's not even get to Barak. Barak is
that's
like
on another
a machine.
We are lazy compared to Barak.
And then there's us, like, you have to do this after this after this. So I thought by the first week of December, maybe Miguju, Nanua, two games to PlayStation stuff. No, truly, Justin, what's the offer today, you know?
But I guess, think if we had done a live experience,
yeah,
we would have been able to close the year early.
Yeah.
But now, since we decided not to do the live experience, and actually, Nimejichuna, because under our wins, we didn't say about the game.
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
Because if you know Joyride from the first live event, we've been singing about a game. If there's something we have sold hot air, as some people in government, is on the game.
Oh, that's me, yeah. I've been saying, guys, the next season, the Jared game, itakuwa hapa na sisi, wote, wamama hoye.
Hoye!
Then the next season, I just show up. Yeah, and you see, every time, like, tunaleta yo game. And you see why the game is also such a big deal is that at the end of every season, we do a live experience where you guys, where we get to bring the Jared podcast to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this time around, what we are doing is that we are giving you the Jared podcast to take to your families, to take to your friends, to just go around and be with the game, you know? And that's why the game for us, that's our live experience for this season. It's also the best that we could do. And it's equally something that has been in works for since we started.
Season one.
Tumekuwa tukiwa promise.
So game ni noma. Make sure you buy that game on the link that's gonna be provided before. It's a pre-order. Please show some love, guys. We need that support.
All right. Next up,
We're talking about what are some of the holiday traditions that are starting to cement?
So that's closing early, but not so early this year.
Yeah. It's like a tradition, we have to go to the coast or something.
Holiday.
Yeah. Holiday. Something that I've also picked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fun. I think then spend time with both sides of the family this holiday season. I think we did that last year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope we get to do that again this year.
Mm.
What else? Sleeping?
Some more than the others. Who sleeps more?
You.
It's me, definitely.
Playing PS unnecessarily.
Swim at the coast.
Yeah.
Probably then, alone in the pool.
Ending the year in church.
Yeah, that's a holiday tradition. What else? Buying gifts. Are we big on buying gifts?
You tell me. Do you want to start this year? I have a wish list.
But there are so many things you've been saying you want.
Please.
Okay, I'll sort all of them. You said you want the shoes?
The shoes.
The massage?
Laptop.
Laptop. You want a new laptop? Reagiri magana mende. Ile ya 200,000. Yeah. So anyway, we'll see about that.
The God you serve.
Yeah, take. Pick up up here. Pick up up here.
All right. What did you get your partner for Christmas last year? We both got each other perfume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We both wanted
Jo Malone.
Yeah.
Are
you getting your partner a Christmas gift this year?
Definitely, yes. You never know. Maybe iko kwa meli.
Maybe imekuwa shipped.
Your faith is like this.
This. But that's what is required.
That's enough, eh?
Yeah. I definitely want to get you a Christmas gift. Any ideas of what you want? A new game?
No, I don't want a game. I'll know how we have to get the game. Justin showed me where we get the cheap games. What do I want this year? I actually don't know. Maybe more shoes.
Damn, you become an original guy.
Yeah, that's, you know, nowadays expensive. I only do original. Man. Even these Stan Smiths are original, you know? Limited edition.
A long way.
Yeah. In your experience, do you think the holiday season is... Why do you think the holiday season is so magical? Because that's the time when you can log off work and enjoy just resting.
For my Christian brothers and sisters, it's because we're celebrating the birth of our Lord.
Oh yeah, what kutia kwa comments. Guy, it was on that night. When the wise men saw the star.
It is not about rest. It is not about...
It's about Jesus, you know?
He's the reason for the season.
Oh, hallelujah, glory. Hey, they were coming. They were typing, you know? I'll go type, like, okay, delete.
Okay, now go to point number
two. Okay, now point number two. Point number two is just... I feel like the whole world comes to a stop.
Yeah.
So even when I'm resting, see, like when you take a random holiday in July, you're just chilling, you know? Some clients still expect you to deliver some things, and rightfully so. It's your work, you know.
Yeah.
The world is still moving so quickly, you know. But I feel like during the holiday season, it's like everybody decides to be, you know what? Let's be fair.
Mm.
Let's just be fair for 4 days. For 4 days, you know. And that's why for me, I feel like the holiday season is magical.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think just that feeling of love is in the air with family, with like friends. You know, there's a kabash somewhere, everywhere you go. There's just some happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
Some magic in the air from that happiness that's always everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
And like balancing both of them, where maybe we go for holiday and then you also get a season where you go now to shago.
Because
that's where now everybody is
Amanda.
In shags, you know.
Yeah.
That's where now these roads, especially Nakuru, becomes more dangerous because people
Amaile.
Kahaya. People are not used to driving. Mm. Gotta be careful during this season. Second last question. Oh, it's you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kisa. We've been through so much, I can't even be.
You can't.
Be too mean.
You can't.
Between you and your partner, who do you think compromised more during last year holiday season?
Last year? It was you, because you wanted to go to...
Nanyuki.
Yeah, you wanted to go to Fairmont. booked, 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 booked.
Tukateremka
kwa beach.
Na even this year. Ile place nilikuwa nikapata food poisoning mbaya hata sikuweza kula anything.
We went to Amboseli. Trash. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a compromise for both partners. And it's because we were delayed in booking.
Yeah.
Hey, but this year people booked early.
Anyway, yeah. So I think we both compromised.
Yeah, yeah, that one was we both compromised. Hey. But at least you saw elephants. Ndovu ni cool. Favorite Christmas carol and why?
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly. But Mariah Carey's version.
You know, this is the one time where she wakes up to go to the office. And it's to pick the check because of all the streaming. Mariah is the real queen.
Yeah, we need to start playing that album.
Mariah is the real OG.
Yeah. You? What's
me, it's your Mary Did You Know. Mary Did You Know.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's nice. That's nice.
Just do the next line. Your baby boy, we want to walk. Oh, yeah. Favorite Christmas film and why?
I was about to say Home Alone, but.
You remember.
Because like my sister's
Passion
watch.
Of Christ.
Passion where of Christ. Oh, you're near Easter, man.
Oh, pole.
Everyone have been
literally. You got a fear, man.
After season 2, episode 2. Anyway, was it 2 or 3? But Home Alone,
mm-hmm.
I think, especially like my sister, watches it every Christmas without
yeah.
fear.
Yeah.
Every Christmas, she watches Home Alone.
I don't
know if it's my favorite Christmas. Anything with Christmas. This Hallmark crazy movies that end all the same way.
Mm.
You don't know them?
No. Me, for me, the favorite thing to watch this season is when now TV stations, all of them, like, hi, my name is Moji Shot Baba, and I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. Like, get out of my screen.
I was with you. Just tell me.
You know, hi, my name is Ben Psycho, and you're watching da-da-da-da-da, and I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. And just, you know, that's always like my favorite part.
Until it's us doing it on the Jared podcast page.
Oh, and we have to do it and put the whole issue back.
Anyway.
So that has been our year. Ups, downs, but all in all, Yanni, God gets all the glory.
Yeah.
God has given us so much, grace, and especially just sharing the news.
Mm.
That was a big deal for us. Even Shiro, that has taken a lot of you to share.
I couldn't even speak.
Yeah.
Still very emotional. But anyway, when the time is right, if we'll ever delve into it, my heart goes out to women who've miscarried. I think I understood you, the pain. During this season, and my heart goes out to you. If you're going through a miscarriage right now, Paul, listen.
You know what I learned?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that this is
as common.
I was shocked.
The stats?
Yeah, I was super shocked.
Thank you guys so much for rocking with us from season 3. We had an amazing season 3. Every guest who has come onto the Joyride season 3, season 4, you guys, you have commented, you have shared on TikTok, on every platform.
Mm.
We have continued to grow because of you guys. To the larger Joyride team, we don't say it enough, but thank you, thank you, thank you. To Barack, thank you. Justin, thank you. Kit, thank you.
Nesh,
thank you. Pete, thank you. Who am I forgetting? Ben, thank you. Selfie, thank you so much. Ben, thank you so much. And I'd like to also thank myself.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. Now, please, I'm sorry to remind you this, but the game. I'm sorry, I'm not.
I hate to be that person.
At the committee, to remind you, what were Nairobi, please make sure you get the game. The pre-order link is in the description box below, and you'll have the Jared game by yourself, your family. I think that's it. This is definitely not the final year episode. Maybe we might do maybe one more.
But it's the start of the winding down.
Yeah, to close the year.
Even as we wait for the third week of December, where we'll close.
Yeah. So adios, guys. We love you. Subscribe.
Bye.